Whichever you like. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Arjuna Vacha.
Arjuna Vacha.
Ji.
Ji.
Sasvidhim.
Sasvidhim.
Usrijya.
Usrijya.
Jajante.
Jajante.
Siddhyannita.
Siddhyannita.
Tishang.
Tishang.
Nishtha.
Nishtha.
Tu.
Tu.
Ka.
Ka.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Saptam.
Saptam.
Aho.
Aho.
Rajas.
Rajas.
Tama.
Tama.
Ji shastra vidhimusrijya.
Ji shastra vidhimusrijya.
Jajanti sadhyannita.
Jajanti sadhyannita.
Teshang nishthatu ka krishna.
Teshang nishthatu ka krishna.
Sattam aho rajastama.
Sattam aho rajastama.
Ji shastra vidhimusrijya.
Ji shastra vidhimusrijya.
Jajanti sadhyannita.
Jajanti sadhyannita.
Teshang nishthatu ka krishna.
Teshang nishthatu ka krishna.
Sattam maha rajastama.
Sattam maha rajastama.
Sri Bhagavan uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan uvacha.
Trivida bhavati sadhya.
Trivida bhavati sadhya.
Trivida.
Srividha
bhavati,
bhavati
sadhya,
sadhya
dehinam,
dehinam
sha,
sha
sabhavaja,
sabhavaja
sattiki,
sattiki
rajasi,
rajasi
chaiva,
chaiva
tamasi,
tamasi
cheti,
cheti
tang,
tang
srino,
srino.
Srivida bhavati sadhya.
Srivida bhavati sadhya.
Dehinamsa sabhavaja.
Dehinamsa sabhavaja.
Shatiki rajasi chaiva.
Shatiki rajasi chaiva.
Tamasi chetitam srinu.
Tamasi chetitam srinu.
Sri Bhagavan vas.
Sri Bhagavan vas.
Trivida bhavati sadhya.
Trivida bhavati sadhya.
Dehinamsa sabhavaja.
Dehinamsa sabhavaja.
Sattiki rajasi chaiva.
Sattiki rajasi chaiva.
Tamasi cheti tasnum.
Tamasi cheti tasnum.
Sattanurupa sarvasya.
Sadhya
bhavati bharata.
Sadhya bhavati bharata.
Sadhya mayo yang purusha.
Sadhya mayo yang purusha.
Jo jat sadhya sa eva sa.
Jo jat sadhya sa eva sa.
So Arjuna uvacha means Arjuna inquired from Krishna. Krishna is teacher and Arjuna is student. So, this is the process of spiritual advancement as it is indicated in the Vedas. Tad vijnanartham. Tad vijnanartham means to understand that transcendental science. Gurum eva avigachet. One must take shelter of Guru. It cannot be manufactured. Those who manufacture the method of understanding transcendental science, they are not bona fide. We have already discussed many times that Shastra Vidhi, Guru means one who teaches the regulative principle from Shastra, from authorized scripture, that is Guru. Guru cannot be anyone. Acharya. Acharya means one who knows the regulative principle or direction in the Shastra. He practically behaves in terms of the Shastra regulative principle and teaches his student also in the same way. He is called Acharya. Achinati ja Shastra. He knows the purport of Shastra. He behaves himself according to the terms of the Shastra and he teaches his disciple in the same term. Evam parampara prapta. This is the process. So, Arjuna is asking that there are many who actually do not follow the principles of Shastra, but they have got some faith. Then what is the result of such mentality? Je Shastra Vidhin Utsijya, not following the Shastra Vidhi, the regulative principle mentioned in the Shastra, Jajante Sadhyarnita, they also make one Guru or incarnation or this or that. There are so many going on. So, what is the result of such activities? This is a very important question. Because there are so many pseudo, so-called gurus, they do not know what is Shastra, neither they follow the principle. Still, they gather some people and the world is full with such not bona fide gathering. So, but they have got faith in their so-called guru and somewhere other so-called meditation, these things are going on. So what is the result of this? It's a very important question. Yashastra vidimustrijya jajanti sadhyanita. But they have got faith. Faith is there, but misguided. Tishang nishthatuka Krishna. Krishna, that their faith, that blind faith, how it is to be defined? Why? What will be the result? Tishang nishthatuka Krishna. Now, whether it is faith in Satogon or faith in Rajogon or faith in Tamogon. Because without coming to the platform of Satogon, nobody can advance in spiritual life. That is a fact. Just like nobody is allowed to enter the law college unless he is graduate. This restriction is there. What will understand? Law. He must be a graduate. So similarly, first of all, one has to come to the platform of Satogun. Then spiritual knowledge begins. Because spiritual knowledge is above Satogun. Above Satogun. Satogun is the best quality. When one brain is clear and he can see things as they are, no hazy understanding, but clear understanding. The Satogun is the qualification of Brahman. There are three gunas we should always remember. The material nature is working under three gunas, three divisions. Just like the example is that the fire, the smoke, and the wood. wood, there is fire. Everyone knows that from wood fire will come out. And when you ignite wood, there is smoke, first of all. And then the blazing of the flame of the comes out. So one may say, they are saying like that, that after all, from it is wood. So there is fire, there is smoke, and there is no smoke, it is wood. It is all one. No, although it is one, still you require the flame, not the smoke, neither the wood. If you want to work, then now I have got the wood. My work is finished. No. From the wood, when you get fire, flame, then you can work. You can cook, you can get heat, you can get light, so many things. So that is required. Because I've got the wood, I've got everything. This is raskella. You have to ignite fire, blazing fire, flame. And that is sattva. Therefore, in our society, we first of all try to reform the fallen soul, or most infected materially person, to reform, to come to the stage of flame. Because without there being flame, you cannot work. It is not possible. It is a very practical example. We want flame. Just like yoga. Yoga, we perform fire sacrifice. But we want to see there is flame, not smoke. Although the same thing. You cannot be satisfied, now there is smoke, it is all right, there is fire. Without there being fire, there cannot be smoke. Parvato manivan dhuma. When there is smoke, one can understand there is fire. Even it is far away. When there is forest fire, people understand when the smoke is coming from the forest, then can immediately understand there is forest fire. So smoke is although indication of the fire, but it is not fire. So similarly, so-called meditation, so-called spiritualism, some concocted idea, there is some touch of spiritual life, but that is not spiritual life. One should understand. That is not spiritual life. It is called abhas. Abhas means just like day, sunlight, full sunlight. But early in the morning, you cannot see the sun, but there is light, there is no darkness. So similarly, Krishna's, Arjuna's inquiry is very nice, that one who is not following the Shastra-vidhi, the direction of the Shastra, but has got some faith, some vague idea, then what will be considered? They will be taken as Satagun or Rajagun or Tamagun. It is Krishna. Now, this is a very important question. And Krishna, it is not said Krishna said. It is said, it is mentioned here, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Krishna may be taken by a low grade person as an ordinary human being, as it is done sometimes, big scholars, big philosophers, they also become bewildered. Just in India, there is a party called Arya Samaji. They accept Krishna as a very big person, but not God. Not God. there is some mistake sometime. Abhijananti mahamurha, those who are rascals, they sometimes take me as ordinary human being. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. He is Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, when there is an authority, judgment is required, you find in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Si Bhagavan Vacha. That means you cannot defy this judgment. Bhagavan, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is speaking. That is final. No argument. No commentation. This is the meaning of Si Bhagavan Vacha. Similarly, after this inquiry, Bhagavan Uvacha, who has this mark, rules, and the scriptures?
The book belongs to Karnamrita.
No, he does not want these rules and scriptures. He has marked this. Yes. Krishna, he has personally, Vasudeva, has purposefully written here, see Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan, the Supreme Person, the ultimate. Bhagavan means the ultimate. Just like in some country, there is Supreme Court. So when the judgment is given by the Supreme Court, that is final. And when it was monarchy, the order given by the king, that is final. No more questioning. Similarly, when it is mentioned, see Bhagavan Uvacha, that means it is final. No more argument, no more logic. Logic is there, argument is there, but it's final. No waste of time anymore. What Bhagavan says, that is called parampara. The first utterances, order, or statement, or judgment is given by the Supreme Lord, and if that is followed through the disciplic chain, that is real understanding, real knowledge. First of all, we are very minute, part and parcel of Bhagavan. So, according to our position, we have got our knowledge, we have got our understanding proportionately, just like fire, big fire and a small spot fire. Both of them are fire. But you cannot compare the small fragment of fire with the big fire. There is not much. The big ocean and a small drop of water from the ocean. Because the taste of the small drop of ocean is the same, the Mayavadi philosophers, they conclude that I am the same. But they have no common sense that the small drop of water, although the quality is the same, it is very small. Our knowledge is therefore imperfect. Although we are qualitatively one with God, still, being very small quantity, our power, our knowledge, our understanding, everything is proportionately small. You must first of all understand that. That we are simultaneously one and different. One means qualitatively one. A small particle of gold, you can call it gold, but it is not the gold mine. This is called Dvaitabhata Advaitabhata. The rascals, they think, because I am gold, I am as good as the gold mine. No, that is not. gold mine is very big, powerful, and immense value. So we should not forget this. Therefore it is said, now, Trividha Bhavati Shraddha. This Shraddha, this faith, Krishna says, there are three kinds. Trividha Bhavati Shraddha. Trividha Bhavati Shraddha Dehinam Sa Svabhavaja. Dehina, always remember, Dehina means the possessor, the owner of this body. That means the owner is different from the body. Those who are under the conception that there is no owner, and the body is everything, and they are less than tamogo. They are actually animals. They have been described as being animals. Those who are thinking like the dog, that I am this body, the dog is also thinking, I am this body, and a man is also thinking, I am this body, then where is the difference between the dog and the man? When man comes to the understanding that I am not this body, I am soul, then knowledge begins. Before that, he is ignorant like anyone. Jashyatma buddhi kunapi iti dhatuke. Now, to come to the real knowledge, real platform of knowledge, the cultivation is required. So cultivation is required. Suppose somebody has said the same example, that there is fire in the wood. So if you simply remain satisfied with the wood, there is fire. And that is called tamogun, not devalan. Again, when there is smoke, that is another platform. But when one appreciates the flames, that is sattvagun. Therefore Krishna says here, Trividha Bhavati Shraddha Dehinangsa Svabhava. If one is cultivating his life like hogs and cats and dogs, the behavior is also like that, and remaining in that position, so his faith and one who is advanced, who is worshipping deity and having three times bath and chanting mantras Hare Krishna, they are not required. That is not possible. Because one is situated in the satoguna and the other is situated in tamoguna. Although the tamogunas, the persons who are in the darkness of knowledge, they have got their faith. It is not that they have no faith, they have got faith. But that faith is in the lowest status of life. That faith will not help him for spiritual realization. Therefore Krishna said, Trividha Bhavati Shraddha Dehina Sa Svabhavaja. Svabhavaja means nature. Because his body is not yet purified, therefore he remains in the status of tamaguna or ignorance. Trividha Bhavati Shraddha Dehina Sa Svabhavaja. Therefore we have to change. Just like a man diseased, he can be changed into a healthy person, provided it follows the medical rules and regulations, takes medicine, diet, and that is possible. So if one does not follow the regulation, rules and regulation, he remains diseased. It is not that we have become now free, we can talk nonsensically and we can behave like nonsense, still we are advanced. That is not possible. Sattviki rajasi chaiva tamasi cheti tang srinu. How? What are the symptoms to know that one is situated in the satagun or one is situated in the rajagun or one is situated in Tamil, by the same terms. The same terms are also mentioned. The Satagun means Brahmana. Satagun and Brahmana, their same terms are mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there, characteristic. You have to taste it, just like the chemistry. There is analytical study, whether it is pure or not. So every chemical has got characteristics, its color, its formation, its taste, so many things. Those who are chemists, they know how to taste. So when the characteristic and the taste of the chemical is found, it is according to the standard, then it is accepted as a pure chemical and it can be used for the purpose. And if it is adulterated, everything, we are cooking food, if the ghee is pure, then taste is different. If the ghee is impure, the taste is different. And if it is not ghee at all, oil, the taste is different. It is like that. So people are being controlled by the three kinds of material nature, and if they do not follow the Shastric injunction, then he will concoct, he will create something according to his position, either in the Tamagun or Rajagun or Satagun. But superficially doing something in the Tamagun, he will not be successful. He is going on conducting himself under the influence of the same modes of nature, material nature, which he has naturally adopted from his birth. We have discussed all this in this verse, that sadasat janma, joni janma, karanam gunasangas. Everyone is getting a particular type of body. So one may say, this body is very nice, this body is not so nice, and this body is very good. So why it is so? Because according to the association of the material nature. After all, the living entity falls down from the spiritual world, just like Joy Vija. There is possibility, if you do not stick to the spiritual principle, even if you are in Vaikuntha, you will fall down. What to speak of this material world? Because in the Vaikuntha or in the spiritual world, no contaminated soul can stay there. You will fall down. Now when the spirit soul falls down, just like Jaya Vijaya. Jaya Vijaya became Asura. They fell down from Vaikuntha, but they became Asuras under the circumstances. That is mentioned, those have given Bhagavad. The Kashyap Rishi, his wife, Diti, she was very lusty during the sandhya. Just at the point of evening, the day is passing. So she wanted sex with her husband. He said, no, this is not the time. But she was so lusty, she obliged the husband to have sex life with her, and the result was two Asuras was born. We have to take so much care. You see, according to the time, according to the circumstances, therefore the Vedic principle has got garbhadhan sanskar. To beget a child, it requires also reformation, time, mentality, situation. So, not like cats and dogs. So creating the background very nicely, Satogun, they will beget a child. That child will come, some great man, some great devotee. So everything has got the material relationship, how to do it. That is Shastra. You do it, but follow the Shastric injunction. So the Shastric injunction so far is concerned, as it is said here, that is Sattviki, Rajasi, Tamasi. The example is just like the same fire spark is falling down from the blazing fire. You have seen the sparks. There are sparks, fire sparks with the blazing fire. Now, the sparks sometimes fall down outside the fire. You take the fire as spiritual world, and the spark is in the spiritual world within the fire, but sometimes it falls down. Now, when it falls down, it comes in the material world. Now, what kind of fall down it is? Now, the spark may fall down in dry grass. As soon as it falls down in dry grass, there is chance of igniting fire in the dry grass. Satogun, that is Satogun. And if the fire spark falls down on the ground, then for some time it looks like fiery, but again it becomes extinguished. That is Rajasic. And if the fire spark falls down in water, immediately finished. No more fire. So that is the distinction. The Tamagun, Rajagun and Satogun. So those who are in the tamogun, they are hopeless. They can do something, waste time. But in being in the tamogun, it's like the spark being in the water. Water and fire, they are two opposite. So if one remains in tamogun, he has no chance of coming out to become fire again. There is no chance. Therefore, the process is to bring from the tamogun to rajagun and from rajagun to satogun and then surpass satogun, that is spiritual platform. This is the way. So if you stick to the tamogun principle, then there is no hope of spiritual realization. There is only hope of becoming hogs and dogs like that. Their life is finished. So, those who are trying to come to the platform of spiritual realization, God realization, they must stick to the Satogun principle. Otherwise, it is hopeless. It is not hopeless, nothing is hopeless. It will take very, very long time. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find the statement, Bolam Janmanavante Gyanavanamanga Prabhupadati. After many, many births, when one is actually wise, wise means in the Satogun platform, then he surrenders to Krishna. Then he like the beginning of spiritual life is there, and he may finish this course of spiritual understanding even in this life, simply by understanding Krishna. Janma karma medibham jo janati tattata tatta dehang punarjanma naiti mameti. Everything is there, described. So try to understand Bhagavad Gita very nicely. And even in this life, you can finish your job of spiritual realization, self-realization, and may go back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you.
Sir, yes.
Do you have any questions?
That we are being trained.
No.
You follow this, you follow that.
Well, so when you die, there's no temple anymore. people were following, and now they have meetings to bring their food and the chant, the mantra.
There is no deity.
Siksha Guru, who instructs
against the unspiritual, he is not a Shikshagru. He is a Diva.
She would buy it to give me $1,200. Shikshagru,
Dikshagru means sometimes Dikshagru is not present always. Therefore, one can take learning instruction from an advanced devotee. That is called the Shikshagru. Shikshagru does not mean he is speaking something against the teachings of the Dikshagru. He is not a Shikshagru, he is a rascal.
People who jump into the
because there is offense. Guru Rao, first offense is Guru Rao. Defying the authority of Guru. That is the first offense. So one is offensive, how can make advance in chanting? You can imagine. Everything is serious in the beginning. Guru Rao, everything is there. If one is disobeying the spiritual master, he cannot remain in the pure status of life. He cannot be Shikshagru or anything else. He is finished immediately. Guru Ravutna Suprasat Nindanam Ramlad Balad Jasahi. You do not study all these things. You become initiated. There are 10 kinds of offenses. Do you have any regard for these things or not? You must have heard these 10 kinds of offenses. The first offense is to disobey the orders of Guru. That is first offense. So if you are offensive, how you can become advanced by chanting? That is also not possible.
She wants to know actually that should they just have the chanting without reading your books and without instruction or following.
But that chanting must be pure. Your Guru is writing book. If you think there is no necessity of reading book, there is Guru Ramadha. You mean to say I am writing this book whole night or selling and making money? Why do you think like that? Yes.
She said that how much comment should it be reading the book. No, actually, the situation is that to be proper shiksha means that one must give instruction in the spiritual matter while the program lies in
the that we have already said. Arna koriya mone asa. Guru ko padma hari dai. Read.
Arna
koriya mone asa. But I do not think otherwise. When a man, Guru has said, accept it. Right? Arna koriya mone asa. Don't divert from it. This is the instruction. How can divert from the instruction of Guru? Read it or not read it, but you have to realize. Suppose while he reaches, it cannot read. But he can follow, everyone can follow the instruction of Guru. Even he does not read, because one is not educated. But still, if he follows the instruction of Guru, then he is going nice. Arna koriya mone asa. That is the instruction. Do not do anything else.
She likes selling books.
Stick to the principles of instruction of Guru. Then you become perfect.
What if the person who is representing Guru is himself deviating from what if the person who is following
Guru? And how do you safeguard the representative of Guru is deviating? He's an aspect. How do you take him as the representative of Guru if he's deviating? He's an aspect.
The only way in which one will know if he's
deviating
or not
is to read your book. Everything requires little intelligence. If one is dull, then it is very difficult for him. Spiritual life is meant for intelligent person. Otherwise, what is the difference between cats and dogs and him and me? And everything is there. those who are alright, they are happy. Practically you can see those who are not alright, they are unhappy. Yes?
Prabhupada, what do you consider as Gursinder's position presently?
That you can, everyone can understand. There is no explanation, can you find?
Have you been reading your Chaitanya Charitamrita?